Truitt was born and raised in Sitka, but began his education at the now-defunct Wrangell Institute. In fact, he recalls the day when he was boarding a seine boat in the Wrangell Harbor with the rest of his basketball team for a trip to Prince of Wales Island, when they saw three cars driving quickly down the highway toward them in a cloud of dust. It was the superintendent of the Wrangell Institute who told them that their school was closing and that they were being sent immediately to a new school in Sitka.
Well, he was talking, the first plane landed, and seven boys who had come down in those three vehicles were put on the plane. They took off, and we were right behind them. 1 hour after we got here, February 22, 1947, every basketball team in Sitka came over and challenged us through basketball.
That was the day Gil Truitt arrived at Mount Edgecombe, and except for his college studies and master's degree work, he never left, not even after his official retirement in 1991. Truitt told the Sitka Rotary that the success of the Mount Edgecombe alumni spoke to the success of the school, which was founded in the post-war era on discipline, courtesy, and respect. He also took pains to defend the boarding school culture at the Wrangell Institute, Mount Edgecombe, and Sheldon Jackson, which he said focused on preparing students for the future and was not about suppressing Native culture.
At no time were we ever told, do not speak your language. Never.
Truitt says Native culture and art classes were available in his boarding school education.
These were not popular classes or courses because students at those schools were there for a purpose, just as they are at Mount Edgecombe today for a purpose. They want the best education possible, so they fill up their class schedule with courses that they know will eventually help them when they leave Mount Edgecombe.
Mount Edgecombe was opened by the Bureau of Indian Affairs in 1947 and graduated its first class, including Truitt, the following year. Truitt says that was the beginning of a golden era at the school, but it was not to last. The BIA eventually decided to close Mount Edgecombe in 1982. Truitt says an unlikely hero helped keep the school alive.
We had a man running for the United States Senate. He said, if I am elected, I will do whatever I can to reopen the school when it closes. And he pulled out a letter. It was from a student pleading with him to help. It was Senator Frank Murkowski was the individual. We tried to talk to other politicians, but they wouldn't listen. He was the only one who sat down and talked to the student body. He kept his word.
Even when the BIA did shutter the school in 1983, Truitt says he knew it wouldn't be closed for long.
And when the school closed, it was very sad. But I was not one of those who was sad because I felt that the school is too good to keep closed. But also, I knew we had that huge alumni statewide, and they flooded the state legislators with letters to reopen the school. It reopened September 30th, 1985.
During questions and answers, Truitt alluded to, but did not directly comment on, tensions between the community of Sitka and Mount Edgecombe while it was in the hands of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. He simply referred to 1985 as the beginning of a new era, one that he has positive feelings for.
And I think the community learned how important economically to this community is that school. But it's totally different today. And I appreciate what I've seen. I appreciate the two schools doing things together and getting along much better than in the past.
Truitt says Mount Edgecombe may be due for another reunion. The last one was in 1997 on the 50th anniversary of the school. Over 600 alums turned out. Housing them all was a challenge. Truitt used the occasion to survey alums about their Mount Edgecombe experience. He reports that the family spirit of the school remains a strong memory right behind dorm life and basketball. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.